To test their theory, the researchers attempted to find out how the corals were producing the compound. To do this, they needed to study the coral's genetic code to learn whether it included instructions on how to produce the chemical. This process is possible through modern methods for studying the DNA of organisms. The next step was difficult because the scientists did not know what the instructions for making the chemical should look like. But they reported they were able to identify parts of DNA in the coral that were very close to genetic instructions for similar compounds in other species. They were then able to provide those instructions to bacteria grown inside a laboratory. The team reported that the bacterial microorganisms were able to copy the first steps of making Eleutherobin. The researchers say their experiments demonstrated that it should be possible to manufacture the chemical in the laboratory. This could lead to possible widespread production of new anti-cancer drugs.